Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Kay Malmquist and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome everyone to another exciting edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
So how is your day going, Kay?
My day is going super, and it just got better due to who we're going to interview. I found out some really neat things, and I'm looking forward to this interview. This is going to be great.
Well, I know we want to take just a brief moment. I know you weren't expecting me to do this, Kay, but we did receive an announcement yesterday that our Madam President, Naomi Sewell, has resigned as MCB President, and now you have stepped in as Vice President. Your role is to now take over as President. Any thoughts?
I'm really looking forward to this opportunity because I feel that we are going to have a really fun learning time working on things, and I just want you guys to know I'm here, I'm working for you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. I think you'll make an outstanding, excellent president. So thank you for sharing those thoughts with us. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a good guest that I'm just so happy that she has graciously consented to being on Meet the People of MCB. I think you're thoroughly going to enjoy today's interview. Good morning, Miss Reba Carter. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Chip, and I'm just doing great today.
Well, Reba, it is just such a delight to have you on Meet the People of MCB. I've been wanting to have you on for quite some time, but just glad that we were able to work things out now. We've got a lot to get to that we want to know more about Reba Carter, what makes her tick. So, I know, Reba, I know that you're sighted, but you did tell me before we started the interview that you do have something going on with your vision. What is that?
Well, I've been told a few years back that I have cataracts forming, and so with a yearly visit, we're keeping an eye, on these cataracts. So when they get to the right stage, why then they will be removed.
Yeah.
So I haven't had my, I go on August the 4th, I believe it is, for my annual exam. So anxious to see what the good doctor tells me.
Oh, yes, you bet. Yeah. And you know, technology has come so far today where, I mean, what do they say now that they can remove those cataracts in something like 7 minutes or less? So it's truly amazing. So hope that things will go very well for you. That may come along later. So certainly do want to wish you well regarding those cataracts. Now, Reba, tell us where exactly are you located?
Well, I have lived in Marshall, Missouri all my life. I was born here, and Marshall is 30 miles north of Sedalia on Highway 65 and about 80 miles east of Kansas City. I-70 is just 10 miles south of me here.
Okay.
So I'm located here in Saline County, and it's got the blackest dirt in the country and the most beautiful corn and bean fields right now.
Okay.
And thank the good Lord good rain that was yesterday and last night.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So what is the population of Marshall?
Marshall is somewhere between 13,000 to 14,000.
Okay.
And It may grow a little bigger. Well, I know it grows a little bigger. We have Missouri Valley College here in Marshall. And, I forget what their enrollment is now. But I think back at the time that Kenny was going to college, they had an enrollment about 600. But that's been several years back. Yeah. And anyway, I think they have an enrollment of somewhere between 1,500 to maybe 1,800, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah, okay. Now, I've heard of Missouri Valley College, so that's very cool. Now, you and I'm going to turn it over to Kay here in just a second, but you mentioned Kenny, your husband. So how long were you and Kenny married, and how long ago was it that he had passed?
Well, we got married on August the 9th, so I have an anniversary coming up. August the 9th, 1963, and we were married just a few months over 58 years. Kenny passed away on December the 20th of 2021, so it's just been 6 months.
Yeah, wow. My.
It's a different life, Chip.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yes, I'm sure that it is. Our heart really goes out to you, Reba, over your loss. So I know probably you have a lot of wonderful memories. And so coming up on your on your anniversary date, I just know that it'll be a very special time for you. And so, but our heart really does go out to you. And I knew Kenny, and he was just such a wonderful, wonderful person. So did you guys have any children, or do you have any brothers or sisters?
Well, Kenny and I had no children, and that was our choice. And yes, I had one sister, and let me think a minute. I guess four brothers.
Oh, okay. Are they all located here in Missouri?
Yes, they were. There were six of us, but there's only two of us left.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you, Reba.
And my younger brother lives right here in Marshall, so I get to enjoy him and his family.
Yeah. Well, good. Kay, you got questions?
I have to tell Reba something. I was sitting here listening to you and Chip talking, and I realized that we actually have met. You and Kenny sang at one of our conventions when Terry was running sound, and you guys had a CD that you wanted to, you know, sing to. It had the backup music for you. And I remember that now, and it was really a pleasure working with both of you. You know, we made it work, and I realized when Chip was talking with you that, oh, I know her. That's cool. So we do. You probably don't remember us, but that's fine. But I guess my next question is how did you get involved with MCV?
Well, of course, it was through Kenny. And, I don't remember what year it was, but I do remember some events. At the time that we started going, so we go to Sedalia and for our affiliate meetings and the Blind of Central Missouri. And back then, Beverly Hawsey, Chip, I don't know if you remember her and her husband or not, but Beverly Hawsey was our president. And she was quite a go-getter. And I remember the first camp that Kenny and I ever attended was Eaglehurst.
We
just had a ball at Eaglehurst. So that tells you we go back quite a distance.
You bet. And I think we've only been to Eaglehurst just one time. I may be mistaken, but I know not more than once or twice.
That's about all I remember. But I do remember that Reba won the watermelon seed spitting contest that year.
So how far did that seed fly?
How far did it fly?
Yeah.
I think it was about 20 feet.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
When you got it, you got it.
Oh, listen, that, that woman can do it then, yeah.
I beat out Beverly Halsey's husband.
Wow.
What kind of prize were you awarded for that sea spitting contest? Do you recall?
Oh, I think it was some type of little gold cup or something. I don't quite remember the reward, but anyway.
Well, you were talking, and I'm sorry, Kay, I'll turn it back to you here in just a quick second.
Tell
us, what was the results of Kenny's eye loss?
Well, to go way back, Kenny was born blind. And his mother has told me that, you know, she was anemic and his eyes had not properly formed. And when they did heal over, they scarred over, leaving his blindness. And in the 50s, I think about 1954, 1955, they made a trip to New York City. And there was a doctor out there that did cornea transplants. And so Kenny had cornea transplants. And I'm sure that he had them done one at a time because I know it was probably two trips that they took care of one eye and then the other one. But anyway, he has told me that after that, he could stand in the corridor of the hospital and see the green trees outside. And he also told me he and his mother lived with a family. Well, let me back up. Kenny got on Strike It Rich. And he played and sang on Strike It Rich.
Yeah. What is that? What is Strike It Rich?
Well, it was a game. It was a game show.
Oh, okay.
And
they
asked him questions.
Okay.
And he answered the question.
Okay.
And I think won $250 back then.
Wow.
That was a lot of money back then. In today's economy, it'd probably be around $2,500. But anyway, he played and sang. And through that, some wonderful people called in that lived in a penthouse and gave them a place to stay. And so they lived with these people. And Kenny has told me how he and his mother would roller skate through Central Park. And but anyway, back to after the surgeries, he said in walking along the street, a yellow cab going by, he would jump. It would scare him because it was so huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, in his mind, I guess he just didn't realize how large things were because he'd never had sight.
Right.
But anyway, unfortunately, he got the Asiatic flu. And, of course, it settled in the weakest part and it killed the transplant. So then at the time that we got married, he had gotten word that he had gone back to this doctor and he had found out that the optic nerves were completely dead. So, you know, his sight was unless a miracle from God above.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right, Kay, go ahead.
Well, better to have had it and seen at least at a point. And then, you know, it's very sad to lose it because that's a tough thing to do. I know because, I mean, I lost my sight so gradually, I couldn't even tell you what day I lost my sight or when or whatever. All of a sudden, it was just gone. So I'm glad of that. You know, but, well, I guess, so being involved with your local affiliate, did you actually participate with, by the way, I want to backtrack a bit and also offer you my condolences. I had no idea Kenny had passed so recently, and so I can emphasize, I know what that's like, and I'm really sorry for you. Things do get better. But having said that, you know, again, I wish you my condolences condolences. Okay. If I could talk, I'd be dangerous. Anyway, so my question is, did you ever, were you ever in any offices or, you know, what did you do with your affiliate? I hear that you actually have done quite a bit. So can you tell us what you've all done and
you know. Okay. And I will mention this. As a child growing up, Kenny could see colors. And so he could always remember what colors looked like.
Yeah, that's a good advantage.
Over the years, of course, Kenny and I were a team, and I seen to it that he got to all the meetings and got to where he needed to be. And he was on, he was on the state board at one time, because I remember going to, you know, meetings, board meetings across the country, Missouri. And then he's been on our affiliate board several times. In fact, he was a board member at the time of his passing. And just back this past fall, because of our secretary having ill health and unable to participate anymore, I have become the secretary for our affiliate, and I enjoy. Sometimes they talk too fast, faster than my pen will catch it. But anyway, I'm their secretary right now.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, you know, Reba, I remember when Kenny was Blind of Central Missouri's board rep, because I was on the board at the same time, and Kenny was a terrific board member. So it was cool having him represent Blind of Central Missouri. Go ahead, Kay.
No, that's fine. You have a question? Go ahead. Continue on.
No, not really. You know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So now, you know, you're active in Blind of Central Missouri. And by the way, I tell you, Blind of Central Missouri is a terrific state, local area affiliate. You guys do so much. Share with us some of the kind of things that you all do, different activities that you guys do. I know you guys do a number of different things, and especially during the summertime too. So can you share with us just a little bit about the different kind of activities you guys do throughout the year?
Well, we just most recently had our annual picnic and was able to be together again. And that's always a fun time for everyone. And I don't know. I, you know, living over here at Marshall, I don't get in on all the things that the president has going. But there's one thing next month that Reba is going to get in on. And I hope I'm qualified, but anyway, I'm going to be working at the State Fair on Thursday, August the 18th, in the booth that NCB will have. And so I'm looking forward to that. That sounds like a lot of fun and interesting.
Well, I'm glad you brought that
Blind
up, Reba.
Essential.
Yep, I'm glad you brought that up, Reba, because that was going to be something else I was going to bring up, that that we will have a booth at this year's Missouri State Fair, MCB, and we'll be there from August the 11th through August the 21st. And as you said, Reba, you're going to be working the booth with us. And we're just, again, just so happy that you're going to be volunteering and helping us to do the booth and to pass out materials, information. So that's really terrific. I'm sorry, Kay, go ahead.
No, that's fine. And that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is an event that all of us that are participating in it are really we're looking forward to it. We're kind of apprehensive, but yet, because it's our first time, we're going to learn a lot, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm glad that I heard that you were going to be there for one day, and I'm glad that you're participating. I hope you have a good time, because that's what it's going to be about, is just meeting people, talking about us, and just having a good time. And that's the big thing right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it will go off just fine.
Yep, Yep. So are there other types of...
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you bet. You bet. So are there other types of activities that you guys do throughout the year that you really enjoy?
Well, of course, our annual Christmas party that we always have. And, I'm just trying to think of some of the other things. There's several things that I didn't get to participate in. And I just can't think right now.
That's okay.
Chip.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. Well, let me...
we always have a real nice Christmas party for the group, and that's a fun time. And
yeah,
and I just can't think of the other
that's
things.
No, that's okay. Well, one of the things that I do want to bring up, we were talking before we started the interview today, that you and Kenny had cut an album. And I played one of the songs, and we're gonna add it to the end of the interview. So we hope people will stay tuned for that. So talk to us and share with us. You were sharing with us the story behind the song that we're gonna play called "Cowboy Sweethearts," where you do some yodeling. So tell us about how all that came about, and not just the yodeling, not just the song, but you know how you and Kenny got together and got involved with singing. I know Kenny played the guitar and he was a terrific guitarist. So how did all that stuff, did it just come natural? How'd that all come about?
Well, when I was a senior in high school, I was in the market for a good used piano. And at the time, Kenny was going to college out here at Valley. He graduated from Missouri Valley. And anyway, there was an ad in the paper for a good used upright piano. Kenny was going to school and tuning and refurbishing pianos in his spare time. And so I went to his house that particular day, and my little brother, he's 4 years younger than me, tagged along with me. And anyway, I purchased the piano, but I didn't know I was going to get the piano tuner along with it. He didn't know. Kenny says I got a bargain, and I agree with him. I did get a bargain. But anyway, my little brother, Kenny's room was just off of this foyer, and he's seen Kenny's ham radio equipment, he's seen his guitar, his upright bass fiddle, and he's seen all of this stuff, and he slipped off into Kenny's room. So when I got ready to go, why, that's where I found my brother, and he tells Kenny, he says, "My sister can sing." And Kenny said, would you record a song for me? Of course, Kenny had his tape recorder right there handy, ready to go. And we still have, I don't know where to put my finger on it right now, but Kenny would know, we still have that first song that
Is
I
that
recorded.
Right? Yeah,
on
wow.
Real, on
wow.
Real tape.
Yeah,
and
wow.
So then Kenny started going to church with me. And I think he had something else in the back of his mind, the reason he switched churches. But anyway, he started going to church with me, and we started singing together, and we have just sung together all down through the 58 years.
You've done a great job, I might add.
Oh, you bet. You did put together one album, correct?
Yes, just the one album. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, besides the Cowboy Sweetheart song, what's the one that I also always like to hear you? What was it? Something like 40 Miles to Poplar Bluff or something like that?
40 Miles from Poplar Bluff.
Yeah, I love that song.
That is a Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton song.
That is right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Talking about Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Talking about Missouri while we learned that, and it became a hit for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And then
Rita.
as far as our gospel, our album is a gospel album.
Right.
And as far as the gospel songs, the song, I don't know, this one's not on the album, Wedding Music. We learned it in later years.
Yeah, I've got you guys singing that song too. Yeah,
we sang that at the last convention that we attended.
Yes, I remember. Yep, I remember. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Kay, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to. You've already told us a lot about you, and some really interesting facts. But is there anything that you do or like or whatever that people don't know about you or might find very interesting?
Well, let's see. What is interesting about Reba?
So far, quite a bit, actually.
Music has just been mine and Kenny's life because, for one thing, that's the way we made our living.
Yeah.
And I have had music teachers make the remark that Kenneth Carter was the best piano tuner in the state of Missouri.
Yep.
So we like to hear comments like that.
Yes.
And
yes.
Kenny took care of three universities.
Wow.
Here in Missouri. And two of them for 18 years. And anyway, so music has just been our life and has been our livelihood, but it's been our joy. If our old basement walls could talk, it could tell of all the fun times that we have had with friends.
Yes.
Playing music and singing together.
Yeah.
And but anyway, Kenny and I, we have played for church services all of our years together, and I sure do miss my good bass player right now when I'm still playing the piano for church service. And music has just been our life. It's still my life.
Yeah.
But Reba likes to bake. I love to bake. Reba's a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to bake and give away my baked goods. And people laugh at they say, well, I had a friend the other day, I made him a German chocolate pie. It is to die for, guys. German chocolate pie.
Yeah.
And anyway, he said, Reba, he said, I don't know why you don't weigh 500 pounds. Well, I don't know why I don't either, but I love to say and give it away.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's a good thing we don't live closer together. I'd look like, well, anyway,
But anyway, I love to give, and I try to be an encourager to others. We all need encouragement,
and I'm
thankful for the encouragement and my friends and family that has been there for me these past 6 months.
Yeah,
And another thing that I am thankful for, I'm thankful, you know, I was expecting Kenny to come home from the hospital.
Yes, yeah.
But I am thankful that he did not have to suffer.
Yes, yes.
And just think, the moment he stepped from this life into the next life, he could see.
Oh, praise God. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, yes.
And he's got good eyesight and no more diabetes.
Yep.
So that's one thing that really comforts me. I miss him terribly.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that comforts me to know that he, where he's at, is alive and well.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hey, guys, I don't think it's going to be long. So Gabriel's going to blow that trumpet and we're all going to be together again.
Oh, won't that be a time? That will be a time. That's really going to be exciting.
What a grand reunion.
Yeah.
One of these days. Yes. Yes.
Well, Reba, thank you so much for being our guest today.
I just want to say.
Oh, go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chip, but I know not everybody feels this way, but music is one of the things that keeps me going. You know, Terry has a recording studio here and everything else like that, and he's into all different types of music. But it's really funny when you find certain music, it speaks to your heart. It just does something for you. So I really do completely relate to your music. And I'm glad you do that. I'm glad that you're out there encouraging people, letting people know that everything's okay. And thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
You bet.
And speaking of music, on our tombstone, we have a scale and treble clef sign, and of course flowers, because Reba's known on her block here as the flower lady. I love my flowers. But anyway, we've got the wording, music soothes the soul.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. Amen.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, Reba, thank you so much for being our special guest today. Thank you so much for your encouraging words, for sharing your heart. It just means so much. Really appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview next time, you can call me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me, Kay, at 608-436-2610.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time, right here on Meet the People of MCB. And now here's Reba's song called Cowboy Sweetheart.
Yodel, little lady, yodel, little lady.